Proclamation number 6137 of 16th of December, 1954. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I assure all of you who are in trouble and distress of my help, if only you take your way to me, if you remember me in your distressed situation, if you come to me, you should believe that I can and want to help you and come to me with this confidence, entrusting yourselves to me and remembering my promise that I will give you what you ask for. No one will leave me who has not received comfort and strength from me, if only he prays to me with full faith when he comes to me hoping for help from me. I am well aware of your adversity, nevertheless, I urge you to entrust yourselves to me yourselves, because I can only help you if you approach me for it. Once you have found the path to me, for my aim is to be close to you and therefore cause you to seek contact with me. Only when you have united with me of your own will and thought, which happens through heartfelt prayer to me, I have achieved this aim, the recognition of myself as God and Father from eternity, which you once denied me and which therefore caused you to become unhappy. I will always say to you, come to me. Or, ask and it shall be given you, or, call upon me in time of need. Because it is always my will that you unite with me. Only then can I assert my claims on you, then you will have surrendered to me, as it were, and that means detaching yourselves from my adversary. And then you will also understand why I so often let you get into adversity and distress where there is only ever one way out, that you call upon me for help if you don't completely surrender to the one who pulls you down, who then also helps you but in a way which is obviously harmful to you, for he demands your soul in return. He will give you earthly everything but you will lose the life of your soul for it, for you will increasingly fall into his power. You will only have earthly material thoughts and completely forget about me. You will deny me and again acknowledge him as your Lord. And it will be well with you on earth, but you will be lost for eternity. Do not expect this welfare on earth, but come to me in your distress. And I will truly give you what you need for body and soul. You will not be sparsely provided for my love distributes abundantly, however, only what is good for your soul's salvation, but it will also always provide for you earthly, as I have promised you. You need not be in need, for you have a Father in heaven who only requires that you turn to him in your heart and who will then also provide for you like children to whom he refuses nothing except what harms them. But you must come to him voluntarily. Amen.